Hello and welcome to CICK News. CICK News is your local and regional news coverage provided by me, Pamela Hassan, and Dan Messick for Smithers Community Radio. This news program is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada, and our aim is to provide local coverage on stories that affect the lives of Northerners like you. NDP transportation critic Taylor Bacharach is on the news today to speak about the NDP's position of Via Rail privatizing its most profitable corridor of the track and how passenger rail travel between Toronto to Quebec City going private will affect passenger travelers in the Skeena region.
It is Taylor Bacharach. I'm the Member of Parliament for Skeena-Bulkley Valley.
Okay, Taylor, could we start just very plainly, if you could tell me your concerns about the privatization of passenger rail on the Toronto-Quebec City corridor by the federal government?
Sure. The federal government has just announced the next step in its process to build high-speed rail on the Toronto. We lag far behind the rest of the world when it comes to passenger rail, and it's about time that we came into the modern age and started moving people efficiently and affordably and in a low-emissions way. The challenge and the problem we have with this plan is that the Liberals want to privatize that corridor. And that corridor also happens to be the busiest corridor for Via Rail, which, of course, is the Crown Corporation in Canada that operates passenger rail service. And when they privatize it, they're going to rob Via Rail of about 80 to 90% of their current revenue. Now, our concern is that Via Rail will be left with a fraction of its former passenger revenue and tasked with operating all of these long-distance routes in the rest of rural Canada. They're going to essentially be left with these much less profitable rural routes, and it's just not going to be feasible. They'll be put in a really untenable situation, and future governments will have their eyes on cutting them altogether. So that's our fear. Privatization kind of sucks when it comes to passenger rail, and we're pushing back against it. We really believe in passenger rail. We believe in high-speed rail. We want the government to build it publicly for the public good, not for private profits.
The Liberals are saying that this will improve service for the end user who use VIA to travel. But when they're saying that, are you kind of reading in that that means for that line and not for all Canadians?
Absolutely. This high-speed rail project is only going to improve service for people between Toronto and Smithers and Burns Lake and Fraser Lake and Terrace and Prince Rupert are a heck of a long ways away from Toronto. So I don't think this plan is going to see any service improvement for folks in our region. If anything, over the long term, it's going to see service reductions because the government is going to be under pressure to cut those rural services that require a heavy subsidy.
So what are the NDP, who are you connecting with now, and how are you working to try to work with the Liberals to get them to understand the importance of keeping Via Rail a Canadian-owned Crown Corporation?
Yeah, we've been using all the tools in our toolbox to try to push that message. We've been working with Unifor, which is the union that represents a lot of the workers on Via Rail. We've been working with the organization Transportation Action Canada, and I've been using my tools as the NDP's transport critic to try to raise this issue in Parliament. The Transport Committee, which I sit on, has convened hearings on this topic, and we've heard from expert witnesses. We put together a report. The other parties are a lot warmer to privatization than the NDP is. We want to see high-speed rail built, but we want the government to do it using a public model. And the vision really is, if the government were to build high-speed rail using the existing Crown Corporation, using Via Rail, then those profits that the private sector currently thinks that it can make, those profits could go to the public. They could be used by Via Rail to improve rail service all across Canada.
The private consortium who will take over this highly profitable Toronto-Quebec City corridor is called Alto, which consists of a mobility engineering firm, Systra, a Quebec-owned investment firm, Atkins Realis Group, formerly known as SNC-Lavalin, two public transit companies, one from Montreal and one from France, as well as Air Canada. And bringing it back to just local in the Skeena area here, do you feel that people in the Skeena that they know or that they're passionate about this? Because I'll be honest, not too many people use the train, and a lot of the reason being that the schedule is, it can be long. If you want to get from Smithers to Prince Rupert, for example, sometimes it can be like a 4-day round trip sort of thing. So what are you hearing from people within the Skeena when they hear about this privatization of this corridor line and how it affects them?
People really, they go around the world, they see other countries that have effective passenger rail systems, and they say, we want that here in Canada. Or they're of a generation that actually remembers when we had an effective public passenger rail service. So I think it's an idea that has a lot of support within the Canadian population and in our region. It's just that it requires government leadership and vision and investment to get there. And our concern is that building this high-speed rail in the way the Liberals have chosen to do it is actually going to take us in the opposite direction. And we could wake up in 30 years and not have any public passenger rail in this region whatsoever.
Is there much conversation that you're having with our Skeena Stikine riding MLAs about this as well?
They really like the idea of an effective passenger rail service in this country, but they don't like spending public money and making public investments, right? And I think that's put them in a conundrum. It takes some vision and it takes some courage to build big public nation-building projects. And high-speed rail is definitely one of those. It, no matter how we build it, it's going to cost tens of billions of dollars. And yet at the same time, this is a Liberal government that spent, $35 billion buying and building an oil pipeline? Imagine if those dollars had been invested in high-speed rail. Imagine the economic development potential. Imagine the legacy that would leave for Canadians. It would be really tremendous.
Thank you to Taylor Bacharach for his time. As the NDP transportation critic, MP Bacharach says that by 2030, new Via Rail passenger trains could be marking a significant step towards securing the long-term future of passenger rail in the province. However, for reliable service, Canada needs passenger priority legislation. But CN, who owns the tracks, prioritizes freight, causing frequent delays for Via Rail. Implementing passenger priority laws could help Via maintain a more consistent schedule and improve service efficiency.